Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming at you live from Corbett, Oregon. And I'll tell you what, a absolutely gorgeous day. I absolutely love springtime. And I know it's not springtime, and those of you who are still buried in white stuff, I do apologize. But I love this time of year because the sun comes up earlier, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice being able to be on Saturday AM Live, and the sun is coming up. Mount Adams is off in the distance for us, 62 miles as the crow flies. Absolutely gorgeous. All the lower elevation mountains, about 1,600 feet, are snow-capped. And by the way, Bob, too, I'm going to make this invitation to you. When you're ever out on the West Coast, you've got a room to stay.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the Vance and Stacy Rogers B&B. It's not official yet. But you've got a room to stay. Complete wellness home, sleep system. It's a double bed. But I think you guys are done having children, so, nothing intended there. But I think you'll fit. We've had a lot of folks that said, oh, my goodness. But it's the best view of the house in the house. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. So I'm bragging on living in a national scenic area. Other than the skunks, but we're not going to get into that.
We have skunks in the city, too.
Yeah. We do provide clothespins for sleeping and you can sleep mask and all that good stuff. But let's get underway. I know we have some guests that are on the line, and they're like, oh, my goodness, what a waste of my time this morning. This guy is just going on and on and on. No, I think I can almost guarantee you this is not going to be a waste of your time. I want to jump right into things. There were several thoughts that I scribbled down. How do we contain the stories of Bob and Sue in one 20-25 minute conference call? That's kind of a question. But what I'd like to start with is your background as a nurse, as a machinist, that kind of stuff. But before you even go there, if we bumped into each other at wherever, you picked a location and we hadn't seen each other in, let's say, 30 years. Let's say it's a high school reunion or something, or a college university reunion. And I simply asked you guys the question, what have you guys been up to lately? How would you respond to that?
We've been meeking around. We've been helping others find solutions. We've been just spreading the good news about taking better care of yourself. It's every day. It's every day. It doesn't matter where we are or who we're around. I feel everybody needs us. So, there's always, throughout conversation, something always comes up that we can share. So,
okay, not to be play the narcissistic. That was one of my trivia questions today. The Greek god Narcissus, I say, whatever, the guy ended up, looking at a shadow for too long, and interesting where that root word comes from. But what do you mean? How can you honestly say to that you have solutions that everybody needs? I think you said it that way. I'm still not tracking with you. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was our experience. When we were introduced to Meekin, it was because we were needing help with our health. And we got connected to get to feel better, to improve our situation, because we were just going in the wrong direction. And what we did through our Meekin products totally changed our lives. And so I know for a fact that I can help people with any kind of problem that they have so that they feel better. And, I love to share that. My goal is to empower people, to let them know what they can do, that they can improve things themselves you know, I mean, I don't ever tell anybody to stop going to their doctor or to not do what he says, but it's in addition to, and it's helping yourself be better. And I don't think people know that. And we've lived it. And you know, it's continued over the years. I mean, we feel like we've really slowed down the aging process. And I think everybody needs to know that.
So I'm looking at a picture of the two of you, and
which picture?
the one, and those of you who listen, you'll get to see these on the website. But I'm looking at the one with all of your faces revealed, rather than, you know, all covered up, so I can only see the whites of your eyes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You can just see exactly what you just said. That we honestly feel that we've slowed down the aging process, and that's a big deal to folks. We as a culture, we are kind of vain, but at the same time, if we can slow down the inevitable that seems to happen in life, and just by doing certain things, you were a nurse occupationally for years.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That lends credibility in a lot of different ways, and at the same time, just human being like anybody else. Did that help validate the Nikan Solutions, the Nikan products, the whole concept, the five pillars of wellness, the five core concepts, is I like to look at them, you know, grounding, nutrients, energy, water, sleep, air, actually I just named six, and I was using my fingers to count so I could make sure, but did that help validate for you guys, or was it just common sense?
It did sort of it was in reverse. I've worked in Western medicine for over 40 years, and over my career, you know, as a society, we have not gotten healthier. Every time I went back to school like three times, I, you know, kind of did my education in spurts. And every time I went back to school, it was always said, we're going to be the healthiest country in the world by blah, 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 whenever. And, you know, obviously that's not happened. I think the last time I went to school, it was 2010. We're going to be the healthiest country in the world. Well, it's 2020 and we're still not. And I worked in a hospital, so I took care of very sick people. I worked in all different areas of the hospital over my career, and it didn't matter what area, whether it was surgical or medical or even postpartum, you know, OB, surgery. I worked in all those different areas, and the underlying health conditions that people had usually took more care than whatever they were in the hospital for. I mean, people are just sick, and they're getting sicker. And when Bob and I were part of that community, we were sick, and we were getting sicker. And I grew up in a family where the doctor was the last resort with my mom. And, you know, there was always something that we did first, you know, before we ended up having to go to the doctor. Or sometimes we never had to go then for whatever was going on. But I knew that we could do, that there were things we could do to be better on purpose. And, you know, all my years in Western medicine, you kind of forget that because, you know, you're not trained, you know, go outside and walk barefoot on the ground. You're not trained to drink better water. You're not trained to get more sleep. You know, it's all about the tests and the pills so it's a different way of thinking, and until we were part of that community of sickness, of just not being well anymore, it didn't dawn on me, you know. And then it's like, okay, we have to do something. We have to stop this spiral. What can we do? And we started looking, and I was doing my own research, which was mind-boggling, and I was just getting more and more frustrated, and then I was introduced to Nikan. And what I what really caught my attention was that our products focused on the areas, I always say vital, the essentials, but people don't know what I'm talking about, so I need a new terminology. But things for life, things you cannot survive without: air, water, nutrition, sleep, and nature's energy. And we have to have those to stay alive. You know, you can't put a plant in a dark room and never water it, feed it, give it any sunlight, and it's going to survive. It won't. And we're the same way. We have to have those things. So when the concept of giving your body the best of all those, the cleanest air in your home, the best water you can drink, you know, implementing sound restorative sleep, healthier nutrition. You know, when the light bulb came on, it's like, this is what we need to focus on. Our bodies have the ability to mend and repair. We are designed to be able to stay healthy and stay alive, but we've contaminated all the essential elements of life. And Neekin has given us a way to improve the quality of all those things we have to have for life, and it just made total sense to me. And so that's what we implemented. I mean, we started, you know, with just a couple products to eliminate an issue that we were having, and it worked. And we were having bottled water delivered to our home because we couldn't stand to drink tap water, and it made horrible coffee. So for 17 years, yeah, I mean, that was my water issue. It tasted bad, and it made bad coffee. So for 17 years, we had bottled water delivered to our home between $36 and $40 a month. Now, we spent a lot of money on water, and it was bottled water. But back then, we had no idea about the plastics. We didn't understand about alkaline acidic. All I cared was it tasted good so we could drink it, and it made great coffee. That's all I cared about. And when we heard about the water system from Neekin, Bob just got out his calculator. You know, we got to taste the water, test the water, made great coffee, and it tasted fabulous. That's all we cared about. Bob says, this is going to save us a boatload of money. We're buying it. So that was our next purchase. Well, I wasn't sleeping well. My friend said, hey, you got to try this sleep system. I started sleeping. It's like, oh my God, this stuff is fabulous. We bought the whole wellness home, and it was Christmas. And back then, the wellness home was $6,000 to buy the wellness home, and it's half of that now. But we didn't care. We had been on supplements. We changed over to Neekin supplements. Within a few months, it's like, are we really noticing a difference, or is this all in our head? Well, by the next blood work, things were getting better. I mean, we had measurable changes. We were feeling so much better. We were saving money from all the bottled water we bought. It was, I mean, to us, it was a total no-brainer. I really have trouble understanding why people don't get this. But, within a year, it's like, we have to share this with people. They have no idea what they can do to help themselves. You know, we have to share. And so after our first year of just getting healthy, feeling better, you know, it was totally amazing. So from then on, we have been Wellness and Wealth by Choice, independent Neekin consultants, and we share with everybody. And it's just who we are. You know, we got into Neekin, and then Neekin got into us. And it's been a wonderful journey. I mean, we love it. We share it. We, you know, and that's our story. That's what happened. And, you know, I'll never stop telling people
that. And you're sticking to it.
Absolutely.
It sounds like.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
You know, I'm so excited to hear that there's other people out there in the world that are more fanatical than I am about coffee.
Oh, I'm a coffee snob, let me tell you.
Well,
it's not good, I don't drink it.
Yeah, no, I've got two daughters. They're both baristas. One's in Africa right now. And she's in Africa where they grow amazing, you know, organic coffee beans. And she said to me when we were FaceTiming a couple weeks ago, she said, Daddy, the problem is they export all the good stuff. It's an exporting nation. I didn't know this about, you know, Kenya. And I said, so you're telling me, she said, oh, no, I'm still searching. I'm still searching. I'll find it. But it's amazing, and she's doing the same thing. She's got the Nikan water bottle because she doesn't like the plasticky taste and the, you know, and all this stuff. But it's more than you also said something too that really I think took me aback a couple years. And I had a friend who called me this week, and he said, Vance, I know you don't like the term vegan or vegan, I think is how he pronounced it. And he said, but I'll tell you. This is just a simple change and, you know, making some choices. And he said, I had my blood work done this week, and wow. And what it did is, as we were discussing, is just kind of what you just said, that, you know, simple changes that, wait a second, we can get back to what is in nature, what God put out there, what Nikan has brought into home. But I was reminded that, and I'll just give the brief version, because it's not my numbers. I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you what my first cousin told me. Cholesterol was way off the charts. Had been taking all different kinds of medications, no results whatsoever. And the biggest sad thing was he was going downhill fast. Watched a documentary that he'd never seen before, Forks Over Knives. And all of a sudden, he and his wife sent her, they made a cold, hard decision. That's it. Went totally cold turkey. Now, you got to know about my cousin, avid hunter, avid fisherman, you know, beef is what's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, but he never ate breakfast. It was a pot or two of coffee before noon every day. It was wherever, he owned his own business, wherever he was at, that's what he ate for lunch. Meat and potatoes for dinner, you know, big trough, as he said, of ice cream for dessert. Anyhow, by making that change, 2 weeks later, he went back to his doctor, or he went to his doctor, and he said, Doc, can you do a blood draw? I'm feeling great. I mean, all these different things. And I'm not promoting so much the vegan lifestyle, because I think we can get things out of bounds. But 2 days later, when his doctor called him back in, he said, I have two questions for you. What doctor are you seeing besides me? And what medications does he have you on? And he said, Doc, why would I go to another doctor? And I'm not sick. I switched over with something I've been eating, but, you know, all these different things. And he said, I don't believe you. And he shouted out in the absurdity, and he threw the report at him and said, explain this then to me. He had his cholesterol dropped from 360 to 170. And in 2 months' time, he dropped 25 pounds. Just by watching something and being educated. And it reminded me, as you're sharing this, that you and Bob just started making simple choices. You know, I won't mention her name, but I have a friend who spent $3,400 on a grounding blanket. And that's basically what a whole wellness home costs today.
Yeah.
From Nikan. And she only got one product. Now, that's what she decided to do. That was her choice. And I'm thinking, wow, we've got a grounding solution for less than $150, including shipping and sales tax.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. I want to switch gears entirely, if I can, and ask you, and Bob are brand new members to Team Kaizen.
Okay. Yes.
And you're kind of excited about that.
I am, yes. Very, very excited.
What made you make the decision to do that? Because it doesn't happen by happen chance, if I can say it that way. It's like saying to somebody, oh, yeah, we're gonna buy this home, and it'll be the lifestyle we've always dreamed of, because this is what we want. and yet at the same time living in an apartment or a duplex and renting for the rest of your life. You have to make a decision to go out and do that. It doesn't just happen. For Kaizen for Bob and Sue, what was the switch? And I'd also like you to talk about that too. You and I, we made a decision. We got to be part of being the best version of yourself with mm-hmm. Eastman's global president, Luis Kasuga, a few weeks ago. And that, I've never in my 51 years experienced anything like that. And by the way, as a little plug here, I told him last night, he texted me and said, I've got them all up on YouTube. Here's a little commercial right in the middle before you answer that question, too. Sorry to get distracted.
No, that's okay.
It's the really good coffee I had this morning. I'm going to have to put some WD-40 or extreme, you know, bearing grease on that little hamster wheel in my head, because that guy is just going, woo. Steve Crowfoot videoed every session of Luis Kasuga's presentation, Being the Best Version of Yourself. If you've ever been on YouTube, it's a pretty well-known site on the internet. All you got to do is in the search box type the number 4 and the letters ATM, like automatic teller machine, Steve. 4 ATM Steve, and it'll come up. I would recommend watching them in order, okay? All of the Luis Kasuga trainings. Watch it, starting with number 1, that would be in order. I know I'm making this really, I'm dumbing it down, but Sue, would you agree that it's best, rather than starting with section 6?
Definitely.
Before you answer the Team Kaizen question, what did you, if you were to do a sales pitch, or if you were to share with somebody, hey, Luis Kasuga is coming to our area, Ohio, correct?
Yes, in March.
Okay.
March 28th.
Oh no, I didn't know this. Okay, this is great. So
yeah.
Tell me, hey Vance, I know you're from Oregon, but it's another state that starts with O. But why don't you get on a plane and come all the way out here? We've been good friends for a while. You need to experience. How would you sell me on that event?
Oh, my God. Luis Kasuga has turned into one of my favorite people. His heart is amazing. His knowledge is amazing. His way of explaining and sharing he makes perfect sense when he talks. Everything flows. He is so knowledgeable and caring, and business, like his credentials, you know, as a businessman and network marketing, his career, he has he's the best. And I'm sure that's a horrible commercial. People are going to say, oh, so what, lots of people are good, you know. But he has changed the way we do business, I believe. And since Luis came, you know, became the global president of Niken, moved to the States, the changes that he made right away, the things that he put into effect, were foundational in my change in the way I do business now. And the way he explains it and sets it up, and it's amazing. Everybody needs to come and listen to him do our presentation. He's going to train, and he's going to present, and he's going to be a part of the whole day for us on the 28th. So we do want to get as many people as possible to our, it's our quarterly event. Elaine Conley is very faithful with doing her quarterly events, and of course it's a regional thing for us, so we all kind of congregate there. But to have Luis come in and be major presenter for our event is just going to be phenomenal.
And we did. I said Ohio, and that's kind of a big state. It's in the heartland of America. People know where it's at, you know, south of Lake Erie. But we didn't say the city.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's actually going to be in Independence, Ohio, and that is between Cleveland and Akron. If I say Cleveland, people will kind of get the idea. So it's northern, northeastern Ohio. It's probably 30 minutes from the lake, and it's very easy. It's kind of, you know, at central interchanges. It's very easy to get to with the whether you're going the turnpike, you know, Route 80, or, you know, taking one of the Interstate 77, I guess is what you want to take. But, it is near Cleveland.
Okay. And then information-wise, can they call you? Should they bug Elaine? Or go on the Nikan website? All the information's there?
I don't know if Elaine has it posted on the Nikan website. I'm suspicious that it will be there because she's pretty good about doing that, you know, on the Nikan calendar, especially since Luis is coming. I have not seen a flyer yet for it, but people can certainly call me. Madeline Dworsky. Madeline is very involved in the events, so Madeline is also a good contact person. And then, of course, Elaine.
Okay, I can hear the passion in your voice, and when we get the date, I think it's already confirmed for Luis coming to our area. I will give my phone number out without any problem, but would you mind sharing your phone number and if people can text or call you?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
You want me to just tell it out here. It's 330-330-714-7181. And that's my cell, and that's usually the phone I have with me most of the time.
Okay, give it one more time for those of us who didn't have, you know, a crayon or a Sharpie or a pen or paper.
Okay, 330-714-7181.
Okay, and folks, just so you understand, the reason why it's absolutely life-changing. But can I just describe it that way? And I'm sitting here stumbling for words because, and I apologize for getting emotional. However, I won't apologize for life change. I mean, what I learned from Luis just in the subject of healthy family, coming home and being a better father. I mean, I think I'm a pretty good dad. I mean, I can... 2 out of 3 who are successful adults in university, I had my BFF share that with me a few days ago. We were talking, and he said, "Dan, I think what you and Stacy have done so far, you're doing pretty good." And I'm going, "I don't know, because I still got this thing." You ever tried to raise Whoopi Goldberg? I mean, it's tough. But it's like I remember learning so many things about parenting, and it wasn't a parenting course. But Luis shared real-life experience and some of those examples he gave. I thought, oh, my goodness, I can do that. I can do that. Gave me tools that I came home and put in my toolbox. So, folks, again, if you're anywhere near Cleveland, Independence, anywhere within driving distance, maybe you need to jump on a plane. This is unlike anything you'll ever experience. And again, I've been at the Nikan game playing this thing for 27 years. I've grown up in this industry. And so anyway, Kaizen, King Kaizen. Some folks are new with this concept. It's out of Japan. It basically, rough paraphrase, what can I do today to improve myself so that I will be a better contribution to those around me? Stacy and I got to be a part of the inaugural. Yes, go ahead.
Just through the hours of that on the 28th of March.
Sue, it starts at, 5:30 a.m. and goes until 10:30 at night, correct?
No, I don't think so. I think it starts around 10. Usually our start time is 10. And then normally we go until about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But since Luis is here, we are going to have things scheduled all day and into the evening. So it's going to be done in segments. We're going to have like a training type situation in the morning that'll probably be from like 10 to 12, you know, and these aren't set in stone, but approximately. And then there'll probably be a lunch break. And then in the early afternoon, we're going to do like a wellness preview, you know, so it'll be product oriented. And then we're going to do that again later in the day. So then like around 3 or 4, we're going to start over. We'll have a training, you know, and that's for people who couldn't come early in the day. Like that day for me is like the worst day ever because my husband and I are committed to a community event we've done for the last 4 years. So we will not get there until the afternoon, so later. So it's going to be repeated again. So there will be a later afternoon training event and then an evening preview type product thing. So it is going to go on all day. Normally our quarterly events are from like 10 to 1. But because Luis is coming in, it's going to be much more information. We're going to have it more available and easy to get to for people.
So my recommendation is those of you who are thinking, ooh, I could get somebody there, I may not even be able to get there, but just hang tight on the exact details, but get a hold of Sue, and then you'll be in the know, because it's not like it's sneaking up on you. You know the date, and I'm not trying to be crass or mean when I say it that way, but it's like if you go to a movie, you can kind of look out the movie time, and you kind of know, ooh, it's an hour and 57 minutes long. Is that with the trailers or without? Well, it doesn't really matter, but you know roughly it's about 2 hours long. You know if you've got a small bladder, you know what you need to commit to. But my point is simply this. It's going to be well worth your time. It'll be well worth taking somebody with you. If they're open-minded, that's the key. They got to be open-minded. If they're closed-minded and you know they're going to be a stick in the mud, and sat there with their arms folded across their chest, I wouldn't invite them. That's not Luis's job to try and convince them. Go invite somebody else. That's just, because it'll be miserable for you. Pardon?
What town again? Is this in Ohio?
Near Cleveland. It's in Independence, but that's, I don't know. It's
okay,
like 15
fine.
Or 20 minutes from the lake, yeah.
I'm just going to be traveling from Georgia to Milwaukee, so I'm sorry. I'm just planning.
No, you don't have to apologize. This is really good. This is like taking it, you know, you're having a conversation, you know, and you're going, ooh, I can, you basically were talking out loud. This is good. We're thinking out loud. This is really good. This has helped people process, like, oh, yeah, I could shift and I could be there for part of it. That would be good. You get a foretaste. And again, I'll also throw it out. Mark your calendars now. It's a long ways away, but it'll be here before you know it if you don't make the decision to make it part of your life. The first ever Diamond Summit, the first weekend in December 2020. This will be a life-changing event. It'll be 3 days long, and it's only open to silvers and above. So there's the end of that commercial, so stay tuned for the location and all the other details that go with that. Team Kaizen, I want to finish with this, too, if we can.
Okay.
That's my goal. Why? Why?
Why? Team Kaizen is something that we've all, you know, ever since it came on the scene, and I don't know how many years ago they brought Team Kaizen in, it was something that I wanted to be a part of. You know, I thought it was special. When Bob and I got into the business, we were taught to do the business one way, and that was sign everybody up, get everybody on your list as a consultant. And what happened to us was we have a consultant list of wholesale customers. When I met our newest, the mentor that we work very closely with now, our thought process was changed to retailing. You know, yes, you have to have a team, but we have to retail. I mean, we are a direct sales company. We need to be selling products to customers. And so I was kind of, you know, over a little bit of time, our thought process was changed, and suddenly we were making more money. It's like we were actually starting to make some money. We had customers. So when you have more customers, your volumes start going up. And so over the last 3 or 4 years, I've watched our volume increase. And when the Italy trip came on the scene, we wanted to go. So we started really focusing on retailing, and we started setting volume goals, what we wanted to reach. You know, we took the total and we divided it down into monthly increments. Okay, this is what our goal for every month. And we just started doing things differently. You know, I learned social media. I learned ways to internet market. I learned that it's not bad to sell products at a retail price, you know, especially when Neekin made the price cuts. It just made things so much more affordable. Neekin did their customer incentive, their 25% off auto ship. I mean, all these things, I feel good about finding customers now because I think they're getting a great deal. And you know, back to the Team Kaizen, we wanted to be part of Team Kaizen. So we just started focusing, setting goals, doing more activities, doing things on purpose, reach more people, follow up with more people, call more people, talk to more people. You know, we just kind of changed our activities to just getting the word out better and sharing. And really, it's just talking to more people. I love to be a speaker at community events. I love this new Grounding movie. Bob and I will be watching it today, I'm absolutely sure. We'll put it up on the TV, you know, to have a movie night with people. Luis, that's one thing, Luis, he is so good at sharing different ideas and ways to do things. Got some great ideas from him while we were there in Utah. But we made it to Italy. Now, we didn't make Team Kaizen like we wanted to, but we were close. And it was because we started paying attention and doing things on purpose and setting goals and making achievements. We were achieving our goals. When the new incentive program came out last year, because of what I had done the year before and, you know, learned and improved my sales techniques and my follow-up, the new incentive program that Luis, this was his baby, made perfect sense. I told Bob, I said, you know what, I think we can achieve these. And so then we were really set. And again, set more goals, made sure we achieved them every year, did things up. I mean, I check my Neekin back office 2 or 3 times a day. I really do. I want to know what's going on. Have we gotten any sales? You know, what's our team doing? So, you know, we just pay attention. And it over time, you know, last year we did. We made Team Kaizen, and it was because we made the Club TI every quarter, and it was fairly easy to do for us. And again, it was because we set goals, we knew what we had to achieve, and we just made it happen. So
go ahead, Sue.
I give credit to the business model that we have now. You know, I give credit to our newer mentor that we've had now for 4 years.
Okay.
You know, we had to learn what to do, and we had to relearn our business, you know, because what we were doing in the previous years, we were hanging in there. I mean, we stayed with Neekin because of the love of the products and wanting people. I just want the world to know. I want every individual to have that opportunity to feel better. And so I do it because I love it, not because I'm making a bazillion dollars. But it's nice be making more money too. So I, you know, the combination of a different mindset on how we do the business, and the fact that Meakin has now provided us with a very doable, very on purpose. I mean, it's written down for you what you have to do. You just have to do it.
You know, and Sue, what I hear you saying is, and again, I'm thinking about both you and Bob's background. You're not really business owners, per se. I mean, 40 years as a nurse, that typically means you're an employee.
Yeah.
He as a machinist. And I mean, it is different, but you, I love the way that you addressed the thing. We had to make a mindset shift, right? And you didn't use the word sustainable, but that's exactly what you described. If this is a sustainable model, because where there are customers, there's business. When you're registering people or you're attracting people just to join a wholesale club, all of a sudden you're cutting out your profits, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this all the time. We just don't realize it. We're not getting paid for it. We recommend stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do this with our local community, whether it's our fire department or our community food recovery program. Our fire department, for example, I'm disgusted in our numbers, because when I joined in 2007, we had 52 members. Right now, today, we have 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, that means, just bottom line, folks, that if you're a volunteer fire department, if you've gone basically almost to half, if I'm doing the numbers correctly, I don't have to be an accountant to know that 27 is almost half of 52.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close. That means we're going to be responding to more of the calls, because there's less of us. And so when I say discussion, it's like, wait a second, I need to recruit more people. Yeah, that's my job. But it's not to come to a community, you know, event at the fire department. It's to have a conversation. Hey, you've got time in your schedule. Why don't you think about volunteering? It's the same way, from what I hear you saying, is that we're looking for customers. We've changed our mindset. We're, you know, 4 years, we're relearning all over again. And the payoff for you guys is Team Kaizen. And
right.
By the way,
go ahead.
Well,
I was going to say, you know, I did leave out, you know, part of the incentive program is 6 new consultants. And so that was also part of what we had to do in order to make Team Kaizen. So the business plan really is very well-rounded. I'm not as good at finding business partners as I am at finding customers, but we managed to find the business partners that we needed. And so, you know, I also do that campaigning too. So I do have to say that our business is twofold. We do look, and the marketing is different. I market differently for people to join me in business than I do for people that I can help find solutions for, although financial solutions is part of the solution process. So, you know, we do have to balance out our business, what we do, but the business plan gives us the balance. So once again, it's know what the different incentives are, know what they involve, and then do it. And if you start now, you have the whole, there's no way you can cram it into the last two or three, you know, the last quarter. You just can't do that. So it's like start now. If you actually do start to build a momentum, And the goals are very achievable.
Sure.
Can you hear me now? Hang on. Hold that thought. I want to wrap up with just one final question to Sue. Okay, and that would be this, because I do this every time. I graciously ask people verbally or via text. Yeah, it'll be 20-25 minutes and. Well, you've given way more than that, and I am so grateful. What I'd like to ask of you is because there's so much we can learn that you've kind of scratched the surface. Like you've whetted my appetite, and I'm like, oh, I want to know more. What are some of the ways you're gathering customers? What are the, and I think I know the answer to that. But what I'd like to do is not next Saturday, not the Saturday after that. I already have several people lined up. By the way, about home-based businesses, 2 weeks from today, Ron Barnes, who is the husband of Pam Barnes, has been with us many times. She's a wonderful, wonderful, larger-than-life person. Ron will be with us sharing 10 reasons why Beacon is the ideal home-based business. Okay, so that he gave this presentation in Layton. It was life-altering again for me because I'm going, yeah, Stacey and I have been doing this for years. This is why. And he's specifically coming from the angle of being a CPA, a certified public accountant, and what you can do. It's your money. You might as well put it to use for you. The tax advantages are just ginormous. And it's not rocket science. You don't have to change a bunch of it. You just have to make some small modifications. That's all. So 2 weeks from today, he'll be with us. But I want to ask of you, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Could you be able to chat to one of your team members, one of your consultants, that you think would really be an example of what you and Bob have put into practice, not only to get to Team Kaizen, but you would say this person, we're working with them, we're supporting them, we're training them to do what we've been able to do in Team Kaizen. Do you have someone like that?
Oh, gosh, I wish I did. I have the newer people that we brought on this past year are working much closer with us. I will have to say that the majority of our team is wholesale customers, and that was one of our changes. Yeah, that was one of our changes that we had to make in order to do the Team Kaizen or Team Tai Chi, because the volumes, you can't do them by yourself. I don't care how much retailing you're doing. The volumes that are necessary for the achievements are, I think, and rightfully so, they're set so that you have a team. It is a team sport, you know, and to achieve volumes, other people have to be doing what you're doing. I know that the people that I work the closest with are business owners of other businesses, and Meekin is an addition and a way for them to increase their profits, you know, through their business. So I don't know if any of them would be willing to come on and talk. Seriously. The thing that I love is that I have three set weekly conference calls with three of our team members that are actively wanting information, training, and the knowledge to be better business builders and to develop the business that they want. And that really excites me. Because up until this past year, I didn't have team members that would, you know, come on a call that wanted to learn anything, because they were just happy being wholesale customers. So I am excited that I have some people that are actively working with us, but whether or not they would be willing to come on a call, I don't know.
Sure, no, I get it. Trust me, I hear what you're saying loud and clear. Trust me,
yeah.
I get it. Because,
I mean,
again,
Bob
it's,
and
a,
I,
it's a shift.
Yeah, and Bob and I say if we had two other us's, we would be in hog heaven. You know, seriously. I don't understand why people don't get it, but they don't. And I guess when I think back, being a nurse, I was very skeptical. I wasn't willing to share anything with anybody till I knew that this was really true, you know, what our effects and solutions and the good things that were happening for us. So I do get it, But I said, just one of my team partners that I was talking with yesterday, you know, she's a massage therapist, so she's not really medical, but she really understands the body. You know, she really understands the body. But, you know, she's very hesitant to share with her clients yet, but she herself is slowly having positive results from things using the product. And, you know, we were talking about all her successes that she had this past week with her customers, with her clients, and with her own experiences. And I said to her, if I could change one thing in the way I have done the business, it would be to start off right at the beginning with all the confidence in the world. And I said, I guess you have to trust me in order to have that kind of, you know, to be able to share, like, she really, really, really knows and really, really, really gets it. But she's slowly but surely having her own successes, which means now she's willing to at least talk to people about the successes she's had. But for me, it's like, why did I wait so long to have confidence in the products and the business? I should have just, you know, taken everybody else's word for it and talked like I believed it, you know, because eventually you will. But it's a much slower process when you want to prove to yourself everything first. You know, well, I have to know it works. I have to understand everything. You know, you get paralyzed by the need to understand everything and have that experience yourself.
It was so neat about you referring to this person that you're talking about is I got to spend, about 20, 30 minutes just visiting with her, and I was fascinated.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinated by her occupation and her culture, being being an immigrant to the States, you know, English being a second language for her, and I was just captivated by her ability to, and I sensed that as she was sharing with me, I thought, oh my goodness, this is so good.
Yeah. Well,
so good,
and she and I have talked about that. You know, she says, Sue, I really am shy. I said, well, I know, but you'd never know that. I said, you say things so well.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of it. And so, hey folks, you know, we're gonna have to put a comma on this conversation because I really do what I want to do. If you can't get a team member, John, what I'd like to do is have you come back and share some of these basic things, because the majority of the people that tune in or listen live or via the recording to Saturday AM Live, we started, some of us, most of us, as like you said, wholesale customers. And how do we flip that switch? How do we make that transition? Well, we've been flipping that switch for the last 3.5-4 years or so, give or take, when Nikan made some major changes as a corporation. And the irony is, and I wish I could share, it's, you know, I keep hearing Jack Nicholson in my brain yelling at Tom Cruise and Demi Moore in the movie A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth, you know? And I wish I could share with everybody the conversations that have been going on since Layton with a group of Diamond and Royal Diamonds in Nikan regarding the industry. And here's the thing, gang, Kurt Foley has been a part of this conversation. It's all been going on via email. It's like Network Marketing 101, like the advanced course.
All right, gang, we are out of time, so I look forward to talking with you either next Saturday or before. Please take advantage of the people that want to serve you, and just go for it. Have some fun.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.